Welcome to this version of ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, oh boy, I am right there with you. Starting to feel that pain at the pump. Be easy to carpool, but you can't do it for the most part. Most of us aren't able to. So how much has gas gone up? 30 cents. What does that mean, 30 cents in a month? Well, then you start to multiply because it's about the numbers. You start to multiply all the numbers. The distance that you have to go to work back and forth, is it 40 minutes? Or is it an hour each way? And then looking at the numbers, where do you end up at the end of the month? So the pain at the pump is turning into more than just a little bit of a pain. It's turning into a full-blown, what are you doing to us? What's the answer? And moratoriums being lifted is one answer, but that doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. So when we look at the Republicans and this march to Super Tuesday and all the delegates that could be ultimately pulled up, the thing that the Democrats should be looking at is what can they do to drive down gas prices? Because if the gasoline prices continue on this upward trend, I think it'll spell trouble for the reelection possibilities for the incumbent president, who will see those numbers slide. Then the swing Democrats, moderate Democrats, people who are independent minded, who, you know, are not picking either side right now, they're just going to weigh their options, I think will go in a different direction if it's $6-7. What do you say? $6-7, what are you doing, too? There's a question. Because already it's $5 in some states. So you hit $5, you got to be looking at alternatives. You hit six, you're looking at alternatives, especially if you drive an SUV or if you have kids or maybe you have a business where you have to drive a lot. How much is your company actually paying for the miles, or are you an independent contractor? Because now so many people are independent contractors, this is where it'll really nab you. So we, out of the gate, we jump right into it. Gasoline prices. What are you paying in your neck of the woods? Send me an email, americatonight.net, or here's the digits. Shoot me a call, 800-259-5791. Looking at numbers, I'll say the numbers again because Clint asked me for them in an email. What were the gas prices when Obama was running with hope and change? And the answer is $1.87. $1.87, and there were complaints about how much that is. Wouldn't you welcome $1.87? Anything under $2 would be like manna from heaven. It would be. All right, speaking of manna from heaven, segging into something else, there's all this concern about Iran and the Strait of Hormuz and what are they going to do, and already trying to cut off supply lines to some companies who are relying on oil to come through that channel. Now, here's the deal. What happens if you have Benjamin Netanyahu, who the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, said was eyeballing a spring attack on Israel, actually go forward with that attack? Netanyahu now has a big card to play in a high-stakes game when he comes to Washington this time around, because Israel can do what they want. Yeah, they're our ally, but still, if the president pleads with Netanyahu to try diplomatic measures, to try to work this through UN channels, through NATO, whatever, Netanyahu could very well tell him to stick it and go ahead and open up an attack on Iran for fear that they're going to get attacked first, since Iran has the capability to hit Israel, and Netanyahu knows that. And so the tension has been overwhelming between the two countries, some of the worst that they've seen up. You've got the running up to an election. You've got the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, who supports Ahmadinejad's re-election, by the way, even though there was a dispute over the 2009 ballot results. So here we go again. And there has been massive problems between Israel and Iran. But that's nothing new. You know that. And now it's just a question of, is Netanyahu going to say to Obama, I'm going to do whatever I want, I'm just going to put you in the loop so you know, and I hope you got my back, but here's we're going rogue. If we have to go rogue, then we're going to go rogue. That's the deal. Because who's zooming who? The harsh economic sanctions have now led to a drop in Iran's currency over the last couple of months. That hasn't been talked about that much, but it has. Then you had the assassinations of Iranian nuclear scientists, which the government is blaming on foreign agents. Okay, so you start to add that this up, and everything is ripe for an attack. And here's the thing. If that happens, and we're in the middle of this, start to look around when you're at the airport, because already there are people that are protesting and yelling out death to America, death to Israel. And Netanyahu knows that he has a big card and he's ready to play that card. He is ready to go big on Iran. And Iran says, go ahead, because we are ready to wipe you off the map. Go ahead and light that flame, because we will wipe you off the map. And we have the capability of doing it. So there's a lot of speculation over a possible strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And Iran is ratcheting up their war of words, the rhetoric, if you will, and saying, you pull that trigger, basically, and we'll blow you out of the map. We'll just blow you away with firepower. So who do you like? What are the odds for that? Who do you like in that dance? I gotta say, I think Netanyahu's got something up his sleeve, or he wouldn't push this pressure. And whether the U.S. is in his back pocket or not, I think if he has to go rogue, in a sense, he'll go rogue. Absolutely. He'll go rogue if he has to. Now, because of the conversation and the big holidays that are coming up, Passover, etc., tourists have been blocked from the Jerusalem holy sites because they're worried that someone's going to try to pull something there and try to blow up some key tourists, holy areas. And all of that was mostly based on people leaving angry letters and stuff, and they were afraid to take the chance because, really, if you look at the plaza that's known to the Jewish people as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary, well, you got two clashes right there already. They just closed it off because they're worried that somebody might get through and blow up, frankly, that plaza that's thousands and thousands of years old. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
Got a couple of great fair or fouls for you, America. Hey, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of yous. I'm in Jersey, so you start to drop ING's off the words, and you start to say yous and yous guys. It's amazing. The language changes from state to state. All right, so here's the thing. This was a crazy story that broke. You might have already heard this, but if I said to you, wow, they just built a $750,000 soccer field, so thank you very much for your taxpayer money. We appreciate that. Where do you think that field is going up? That would be Guantanamo Bay. Yep, the prisoners at Camp 6 get a brand new soccer field. The project is finishing up. It started in April of last year, and some reporters were actually touring the facility, and they got a chance to see it. So, how about that? And you know how they got a chance to see it is you had Majid Khan, who, you know, they had reporters who were there who were covering the arraignment of Khan in that court, and he's the Baltimore guy who was the only legal U.S. person on trial at Guantanamo Bay. Khan was arrested in Pakistan in 2003. He returned to visit his wife and is accused of being enlisted by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to support and plan terrorist actions against the United States and Israel. And check this out. He's also being accused of being trained to attack gas stations, poison water supplies, and was planning to assassinate Musharraf, the former president of Pakistan. So the soccer field is one of two recreation areas that are made available to prisoners 20 hours a day. That's ridiculous. And you're paying for it. You are paying for it. So they've got better facilities than some of our other prison systems, if you will. I'm going to have to say I call foul on that. Yes, I don't care if you've got happy prisoners. What is, I mean, building the soccer field, I get that you have to get out and get fresh air, but think of the other prisons we have in the United States for some of the things that people have done. And they're not built, they don't have some giant, gorgeous soccer facility for them. They're lucky if they have a bench to sit on when they go outside. This was interesting. The congressman from Texas and presidential candidate Ron Paul didn't campaign during the day on Wednesday. Instead, he was back in the seat for his role in the House Financial Services Committee. They had the annual visit, or semi-annual visit. It seems like he's always up there, but Gentle Ben Bernanke was there to throw out what's going on with the country and interest rates and all that other nonsense. But here's what I loved. Ron Paul said, "What we're witnessing today is the end stages of a grand experiment." He said the Fed's control over the nation's money supply has directly caused economic bubbles and all but destroyed the purchasing power of the dollar. Boy, he's right on that. He said the Fed's going to soon end because it's facilitating too much debt, and he can't wait for the day. Reform has come. So you have to love it. Ron Paul just going for the jugular with Ben Bernanke, and he should, because Ben comes up and he spews a bunch of stuff and kind of dances around where we are economically. He's danced around it for probably a year and a half. So where is inflation? 2%, 3%, 4%, what is it? Who's got the money? Who's taking the money? Oh, Bernanke always has to defend himself when Ron Paul's around. He said that in 2006 when he took over the Fed, an ounce of silver bought about 4 gallons of gas. Today it will buy 11 gallons. And that's some kind of preservation, I would say, especially you compare what I just told you for silver versus the dollar that is just going to be worth nothing. They're going to tell us we're going to burn your money. Just burn your money because it's done. We're not circulating that money anymore, pumping it back into our economy because it's worthless. It's like worth what it's printed on, basically. How sad is that? Oh, how sad is that? That's where we are. Awful. Awful. That's what the answer is to that. It's awful. All right, so here's the thing. So we buzz around in a couple of different places. I wanted to make sure that I got that in, but there are other things that I think are worth mentioning. And the fact is that when you look across the nation, I say this all the time, and I still really do believe it. That's why I appreciate how passionate so many of you are. You got to dig your heels in sometimes and say power to the people, and you got to look at these issues and decide which, you know, pick one. Decide which one you're going after and just go for it. Get involved, in other words. Because that's the only way you're going to affect that change. The only way. All right, I got to mention this because we're talking about possibilities, Iran, Israel, you know, where are we headed in that. Jose Pimentel, who is an American, was in a New York City courtroom. He's an American Muslim convert. He's accused of building a pipe bomb, which he's been formally indicted by a grand jury on terrorism charges. He's 27 years old. He's going to be in a courtroom in Manhattan on March 13th to enter a plea on the charges that include weapons and conspiracy counts. The indictment was released by the Manhattan Attorney General's office, I'm assuming. Pintel is a Dominican-born U.S. citizen who was arrested in November after an informant recorded meetings with Pimentel over several months as he bought bomb-making materials and read online how to assemble them. So they were able to nail him pretty quickly. the actual case has been delayed a couple of different times because they're looking at plea deals, apparently. I mean, who cares? But this is all part of the anti-terrorism laws that were passed thanks to September 11th, the attacks there. So a lot of things are pending. But you have a Moroccan-born American citizen and an Algerian arrested last spring for allegedly plotting to bomb synagogues in the city. So they got a boy in New York. They can't let their guard down for one second. They have to be more than vigilant to make sure that nobody gets through the web. I mean, are you kidding me? So an American in that bomb case, there's another one. Another one bites the dust. How is somebody being turned so quickly? I mean, what is it that makes you want to be a Benedict Arnold of the United States that you decide to completely sell out and really have very little protection around yourself? That's the question you have to ask. If you know who you're dealing with, for goodness sake, why wouldn't you be careful about how you approach it? Wow. All right, this is a big deal, and this is it's a big deal for a lot of reasons. One, because in London, if nothing else, stiff upper lip and all that, the Brits are so proud of themselves. And the Olympic Games, their chance to show off and brag a little bit, just like China. Although I think it's going to be tough to come up with a show that's going to blow some of the previous things that we've seen away for these 2012 Olympics. And you know we're all going to be at some point watching this. So Queen Elizabeth II is going to be at the Games. She's certainly going to be there, at least in the beginning, the opening Games anyway. She'll probably be there for the Paralympic Games. And they're going to perform some kind of a role at the Olympic Stadium when the Games start on July 27th. Wow. July 27th. We're into March, folks. So do the math. We're into March, and then we're talking about Olympic Games in London. That's crazy. When they say you can't freeze time, they're not kidding. Time flies, without a doubt. We come back, we've got a dungeon moment for you.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
In 1965, this was a song. Come to John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy sea. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama.
I feel like shoving somebody in the dungeon. Boy, I've got a couple of good candidates. Almost went the route of throwing my Google Buds in the dungeon because of this web history thing where they're going to basically follow you. I mean, we are not all being followed and having our privacy trampled upon. Of course we are. But I want to live in that naive, doughy state where I still think there is a shred of privacy left somewhere, despite the fact that we're living in the wild, wild west when it comes to your information, internet, and other ways that things are shared. But I'm going to let them sit off to the side for a second, because to me this was one of the more horrific things that I've ever heard of somebody doing. And this woman must have been out of her mind on meth or drugged out on something else is all I can think. But what would possess a 26-year-old young woman, Sarah Barnes her name is, to burn down a 3,500-year-old tree? Yeah. I'm not saying that wrong. It's 3,500 years old. In fact, it's a really, really, really uber famous tree. And it's called the Senator. That's the nickname for it. It's been a historic landmark since the 20s. It was donated to Seminole County by Senator Overstreet back in 27, dedicated by Calvin Coolidge as a National Historic Landmark a couple of years after that. And it's just one of those spots. It's think of in your state what is a landmark that you just would not want to see that go away. And this is history, baby. We're talking 118 feet, 3,500 years old. It's a bald set, you know, cypress tree. It's in Big Tree Park in Longwood, Florida. It burned to the ground mysteriously. about a month ago. So the Department of Forestry suspected something was wrong here. The fire was treated as an accident until a bunch of crime tips, you know, when they have those lines where they say, call so-and-so if you know anything about it. And so enough people called up and said what they thought happened. So once she was squeezed, I mean, all the cops had to do is they had a search warrant of her house, which, of course, they found meth and drug paraphernalia stuff and whatever. So it didn't take long before she just popped and said she started a fire at the base of the tree. And the reason why, her reason why was it was a light source so she could see what she was doing, I think, with the drugs. So now as a result of that, she's going to get, or she's charged with intentional burning of land. It's a third-degree felony in Florida. Also possession of methamphetamine with the intent to sell and possession of drug paraphernalia. And she just took down history. Just took it down. People were calling radio stations on morning shows and just blowing out the phone lines saying that they can't, it's just like been part of their life, they can't believe that that happened, can't believe that that tree so carelessly was set on fire. She's cooking meth. She had to be, I'm assuming, right? So it's dark. She had to cook the meth. She burns down the tree. I mean, give me a break here. So now because of that, she's going to do some time. She's doing time over that. You know, there's a word for what she is, and it's terrible. It's a terrible thing. I mean, it's just a waste, but it shows you the power of drugs. It shows you the power of losing your mind and not even being aware of where you are. So for that reason, I feel like we got to pounce on Sarah Barnes, 26 years old. Shame on you for destroying a piece of history that's left a lot of people pretty upset in Longwood, Florida. Donovan, grab that dungeon door and let's just shove her in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
There you go. I feel bad. I know I'm going to probably get some ugly hate mail. Oh, Powder, she's already in drugs. She's on crack. But I think if you're going to burn your meth, you better do it not on a historic spot. Oh. All right, so the Google thing, I got to make sure that I fill in the blanks here for you. If you have Gmail or if you use any kind of Google product, and you probably do, there's some connection to Google in you, I'm certain of it. Unless you're uber paranoid, you don't even go on the web. So here's the thing. Google is tracking your web activity. If you've got any kind of an account, like I mentioned, Gmail is a good one. And if you haven't specifically located and paused the web history setting, then the search giant is really just tracking your searches and the sites you visited. This information is separated from other Google things, but on March 1st, which, hello, here we are, it's shared across the products you use when their new privacy policy goes into effect. So the only way you can prevent that, and you might be able to just get in under the wire, from combining it, the sensitive information that they've collected, you can remove your web history and stop it from being recorded moving forward. So then the question becomes, well, how do you do that? How do you do it? Well, there's a whole system that you have to go through. You have to sign into your browser, and then you have to go into the upper right-hand corner, and you've got to look at go to the web history link. And if it's enabled, you see a list of searches. And if you click the gray, you remove all web history at the bottom, at the button, with the button at the top of the page and all the other ones too. So just go into your, look at the top of your page, and you should be able to move that pretty easy. You might be able to just get in under the wire. And that's infuriating. I guess on their part, brilliant, but you know, it's infuriating to think that it's just a receptacle to collect. This is why a lot of people are very, very picky about what they use. you know, what, where are they signing on? What is their, what's their mail capability? That kind of thing. All right, I gotta tell you about this comment from the Pentagon Comptroller, Department of Defense Undersecretary. Is an easier way for you to comprehend that. His name's Robert Hale, and he was at a meeting for the congressional budget, you know, talking about what it costs per soldier per year. And now they say per soldier per year for us, you think of Iraq, Afghanistan, $1 million per soldier. Whew. Does that seem high to anyone? $1 million. So the Department of Defense says, listen, I mean, these are the numbers, and this is pretty much what you're looking at. And we're talking about the cost of sending them somewhere, the whole thing, what it, the salary, this, whatever else is being spent on them. So you look at weapons, and then you look at the slashing of the budget, and, man, that is incredible. $1 million? Where are they getting the... what I'd like to know is, and they didn't break it down very well, and I even hit up my buddy at the Pentagon. Breaking down, I get the salary and the weapons that you shoot and all that stuff, but that's crazy. We're trying to get out of a recession, and we're spending like drunken sailors. And look what's happened. And, you know, really, Afghanistan, you think Afghanistan is ever going to be stable? Do you think we're, after a decade plus of intervening over there and burning through the cash, the coin, the taxpayer dough, that's you and me, you think we're making any big difference there? Are we making any progress in Afghanistan? I think the answer is no. I think the answer is yes in some villages, yes, people are grateful, but on a grand scale, no. No. And it's costing us $1 million per soldier. How many soldiers do we have? What do you think? Ready to get out of Afghanistan? Ready to turn around and say, yeah, we got to rethink this thing. And I think we have to rethink it. And fast. Because we're bleeding the reserves. Bleeding the reserves. And for what? For what? All right, I got to give you a happy here. I say it's happy because it looks like the sun is going to be easier to deal with, the Kim Jong-un versus Kim Jong-il, because they've already announced a pretty big breakthrough with North Korea. Our government's announced that, you know, I can't remember any time in my lifetime where I've seen North Korea and good in the same sentence, but apparently this is pretty good because... Under an agreement reached in talks in Beijing last week, North Korea has agreed to allow the return of nuclear inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, and they've agreed to implement a moratorium on long-range missile tests, nuclear tests, nuclear activities, which is huge. It's huge for them to do that, because when was the last time we even had those kind of conversations? Usually it was about saber rattling, not to say, okay, bring the inspectors in. So while we're concerned about some of the things that are happening in North Korea, this is big. I mean, this is huge. They're going to move forward with, the United States is going to move forward with 240,000 metric tons of nutritional assistance, which they promised to help some of the people in that country. So it looks like the sun is willing to play ball so far, very early into his regime. Final turn next.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Almost out of gas. Get it? And we're not going to fill her up again. Sadly, the cost of filling up is $4 or $5 in some cases. At least the national average for regular is $3.73. Shot up for the last 25 days. Jay Carney, the mouthpiece for the White House, talked about, hey, you want to go after this whole gas price thing? Be careful what you wish for.
That a three-point plan exists that can guarantee a certain price for unleaded gasoline at your local Exxon or Sunoco or Chevron or station. It's just not credible.
All right, and Carney, of course, addressing some of the Republicans who are running for president, saying that they had a way to keep the gas prices down. That was one of the things Newt Gingrich said, that he knew how it would work and the gas wouldn't have to go higher than that. Speaking of gas, how about this cruise ship debacle? A couple of cruise ship debacles. One, what happened in Italy, still shocking when you think of it. I mean, just shocking the way the people were left, and then shocking that it takes them forever to go through the boat and getting through the boat trying to find people. Terrible for families because they knew They didn't hear from him. They knew what was up with that. And then you had the latest incident with the same cruise line, and they're offering people 30% off the to go on one of their cruises. Some of the people who have had problems with them, and you think, you know, give me my money back, which they are, and then get out of my life, because why do I want to trust that it's going to be okay if I decide I'm going to take your cruise again after what happened last time? You're on your own. Jump off the side. You can do it. Put on your life preserver. It's going to all work out. We promise. We promise you it will. So this latest round, you had engine trouble, boat down, having to pull it in. And here's what Vice Admiral Brian Salerno had to say about the cruise ship and all the crazy flying around unanswered questions and some of the biggest contentious points in this whole thing.
We need to take a hard look in light of this casualty. Are the standards correct? Did the equipment function in accordance with the standards, and are the standards sufficiently rigorous? I think that's one question. The other is the human factors, you know, crew performance, training, the ability to operate under pressure. One of the questions we do not yet have an answer to is how much flooding occurred in that ship, and should it have listed over as far as it did. We don't know if watertight doors were closed internal to the ship, which may have spread the flooding.
All right, so they're looking into it. He said he doesn't have a lot of answers to a lot of questions. I have questions about people who jump out of planes or do base jumping. It's really cool. I love watching it, seeing it. You know, when I flip around, I'm watching news shows, whatever it is, I'll throw some out, 60 Minutes or some other in-depth magazine show, and they'll show sometimes base jumpers. They just did a big story about that. And this is crazy what I read about this base jumper in Arizona. I guess they were in Arizona. And he jumped out of the Superstitious Mountains. He had reached 600 feet, and he was rescued from a crevice after he got stuck when his parachute became caught in the side of a cliff. Ooh, 30 years old, and it was almost curtains for him. He hiked to the top of the mountain with a group of friends. They're going to leap from the top, parachute to the ground. After two of the friends successfully did it, jumped, he decided to take the leap, but he had problems with the parachute pack because it was packed backwards. So he had his cell phone on him when he made the leap and told rescuers that the chute should have deployed and pushed him away from the mountain, but instead dragged him into it. So he was lodged in a crevice about 150 feet from the ground when he was rescued. Oh, that is scary. Oh, dangling there, not knowing if it's, the chute is just going to plummet him down. All he has is a minor ankle injury, but he should have really plummeted to his death and died. I mean, he is so lucky that the wind pushed him into the crevasse, where he was able to get a hold for somebody to get up there and get him. But what a what scary moments that must have been, hanging out there waiting, I mean, just praying that the thing didn't dump you out. Because essentially that's what he was doing. He had his fingers crossed and everything else that he was going to make it out, and he did and lived to tell about it. But what a story. I mean, what a story, thinking you're just going about the normal fare. You know it's risky. Your two buddies have already done it before you, and you're ready to roll, not thinking about it. And that was a lucky break, or fateful for him anyway. Crazy. All right, this should be a top headline, and if it's not a top headline where you live, trust me, it will be eventually, because this case could be such precedent-setting stuff. You had a Rutgers student who testified during the trial of this Davron Ravi at the Middlesex County Courthouse just the other day, and in the testimony, he says how he gave Ravi a thumbs up after Ravi maneuvered his webcam so it was aimed at the bed of his gay roommate, Tyler Clemente. And the witness, one of the witnesses anyway, Lakish Oshi, admitted that he had lied to police about his role in Ravi's webcam spying deal. He was obviously. The defense lawyer finished cross-examining him. He was upset. His voice was shaking, quivering, and he was warned that he could be prosecuted for lying under oath, and so I guess why he decided he was going to tell the truth. He was questioned about Ravi's instructions to try and watch Clemente's date with another man on September 21st, 2010, but the webcam connection didn't work. At least they got someone to talk about that. And this trial is huge because what's going to happen is he going to get convicted of a hate crime? Does it turn in a different direction? And Clemente jumped off the George Washington Bridge and committed suicide after, I mean, really on the heels of what happened there. So that's why the trial, and I think it lasts for probably a whole month, and then the precedent could be set there for the crime, you know, for the hate crime, or in a different direction, depending on, you know, maybe they win it. I'm just assuming that they don't, but there's nothing stopping them from that. So, speaking of that Rutgers case, got two great emails today. One from Dan the Man, he says, and Dan says, wow, thanks for having the bro on the show. I enjoyed what he had to say about the importance of this Rutgers, I'm going to call it the Rutgers trial, after Clemente plunged to his death. I hope they nail this roommate and let the chips fall where they may. I agree. Let's just let it play out, see what happens. Because either way, especially if it's drastic, then it would be uber precedent setting. But there's a lot of good, not good stuff, but there's a lot of things that could happen as a result of Clemente's death. So the family would at least have something there. Yeah. And whether it's the hate crimes and let's lay this out from A to Z, this qualifies. You got to think these pranks and what people are doing with YouTube and whatnot. That's going to be tough. It's really, to me, more than anything, it's a moral issue. And obviously, this guy was not thinking clearly and didn't really care what he did to his roommate because of what he, you know, what he did. And you look at him on the stand, and man, he looks nervous. I do not think he thought it was going to go quite that far, that he was going to be sitting in a courtroom fighting to stay out of jail for 4 weeks. Thanks to Donovan Mattson for his help on the technicals. Fine job, as always. And for all of you listening to America Tonight.